Senior Story, A Brave Victory. Chapter 1, I'll Never Get to Level 7. Ari Freeman walked to the podium when her name was called to receive her first place all-around champion award at the Wakefield Winter Classic Gymnastics Meet. With a high score of 36.2, most Level 5 gymnasts would be more than satisfied, but not Ari. It was all she could do to force a smile. As soon as the award ceremony finished, she found her parents and hurried them out to the safety of the car, where she immediately broke down in tears. "I will never get to level 7, she sobbed. "Everyone knows I'm afraid of flyaways on bars, and they all know I'm going to jump off. No one even claps. I might as well quit now, because I'm not going to compete level 5 a third time as a 10-year-old. It was true. As a 9-year-old, second year level 5, Ari still had not gotten over her fear of flyaways. But what worried her parents more was the attitude she had developed this year. She had convinced herself she didn't have the ability, concluded she was a failure, and had given up even working on it anymore. Her parents and coach had run out of ways to encourage her. Once home, Mrs. Freeman went to get the mail. "It's here!" she exclaimed. Mr. Freeman, Ari, and her little brother Keen gathered round as she held up the envelope. After 2 weeks of waiting, she would finally know if she had passed her second attempt on her teacher exam. "I'm sure you passed," declared Ari, who had instantly forgotten about her bar failure. "You've studied so hard for 3 months. Hurry, open it, Mom!" "Recertifying as a high school teacher in Massachusetts has surely been a struggle," said Mom as she tore open the envelope. "Well, let's see. There were 3 subjects I had to retest in." She took a deep breath. "Biology? Passed. History? Passed. And math? Did you pass? Oh, please say yes," shouted Ari. "Mathematics? Oh my," sighed Mom. "Almost. Only 3 percentage points off." Everyone's hearts sank. Twice failed. "Well, 2 out of 3 isn't bad," smiled Mom. "It's back to the drawing board. Studying for just 1 test should be a breeze, right?"
"I think the sooner we get you studying, the sooner you can retest," said Mr. Freeman, hugging his wife. "I hereby declare myself chief after-dinner cleanup guy, so you can get right on it while it's still fresh in your mind."
"You are a gem," smiled Mom. "I'll start tonight."